Tom Petty, Free Fallin' Tuesday with the Breakfast Flakes, Kevin and Sherry.
Well, from the When Good Ideas Go Bad file, Google and a Florida Tourism Commission hired four photographers to walk along Florida's 825-mile coastline while wearing backpacks equipped with high-definition cameras.
Yeah, now the idea was to upload the images to Google so everyone around the world could see what Florida's beautiful coastline offered.
So, yeah. Good idea. Sounds like a plan. The photographers did see some really good stuff. They also say they saw the bad and the ugly.
Good grief, he's naked!
Nude beaches.
Now, the photographers say Florida's nude beaches traumatized them a bit. One of them said, well, you know, it was pretty hot and pretty hard going when we started in August. Some of the guys, I think, were keeping themselves going with the idea that, hey, soon we're going to be passing through the nude beaches.
Yeah, okay. But what happened? Well, it turns out most of the people who hang out at the nude beaches
should probably keep their clothes on.
Oh. It's not like Hollywood.
So, yeah. So these photographers are going, you know, this was not at all what we signed up for. We thought, oh, we're going on. We're going to see the great scenery.
Keep in mind,
beaches will be good.
Florida, a lot of retirement folks in Florida, senior citizens.
Yeah. Buyer beware, if you will.
Yeah, boy. Four Corners Greatest Hits. Good morning. We're cool. 104.5. John Mellencamp, Jack and Diane. 7:10 with the Breakfast Flakes. Kevin and Sherry. We've got some ground-pounding sports news right now.
Yes, we do. You know, we always love a good Guinness World Record attempt, and one was made yesterday by the Philadelphia Flyers. So here's what happened. The crew at the Wells Fargo Center spent the day painting the lines and logos into the Philadelphia Flyers ice.
You see? I told you. Doesn't that sound exciting?
Yeah. Well, what's more exciting than painting it on there? Watching the paint dry.
Excellent. This is great.
Wait a minute. A pretty funny story. The team invited their fans to come to the arena to set a new Guinness World Record for the most people simultaneously watching paint dry.
Now, oddly enough, for Flyer fans who watched the team's disappointing season end without a playoff berth, they already knew what it's like to, as they say, watch paint dry.
But you gotta love this. 195 diehard fans figured they didn't have anything better to do, so they came and watched the paint dry. I'm not sure how long they had to sit there. Apparently, there's no record on the books yet, so they've set the record. Officially have set the record because it's the first team to try to do that, but...
Yeah. The Flyers can be very proud of themselves.
Yeah, there you go.
They've done it.
Watching paint dry, 195 people. Maybe that's a record we could maybe beat.
We could do that.
I think we could do that. I don't know. How long did it take?
What are we going to paint? The van?
Yeah. That's it.
No, not that. The cool van. Four Corners Greatest Hits. Good morning. We're cool. 104.5. Little hot fun in the summertime. Sly and the Family Stone. 7:07 with the Breakfast Flakes, Kevin and Sherry. And we have a special guest.
On the phone with us this morning is the director of bands at Farmington High School and Tibbetts Middle School, Chris Argetsinger. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. You got it right, too.
Did I get it right? I know. I looked at his name and I went, I'm sure there's some of those letters that aren't pronounced, but obviously they all are. So. Glad to hear that. Chris, band director at Farmington High School, calling us this morning to talk about a very, very cool event that I don't think ever gets as much publicity as it should or as many people as it should to come out and watch because it's such an incredible thing. It is the Marching Band Festival, and it will be happening next Wednesday, October 16th.
That's right. Yeah, we start at 4 o'clock at Farmington High School, and we're going to have bands from, Aztec, Bloomfield, Farmington, of course, Gallup, Kirtland, Pedra Vista, Shiprock, and Grant.
Nice.
So we're getting groups from all over the place to perform. They'll each perform for about 15 minutes on the field, and we get judged and critiqued, and then we've got an award ceremony at the end. So we're looking forward to it.
So this is the high school bands, and these are the marching performances that you've been working on all year, basically.
Correct. Yeah, most schools have started probably in the beginning of August, and we've been working every day and playing at football games and marching in parades and just getting getting the kids ready to perform.
So. All right. And then this, again, starts at 4 p.m. next Wednesday. Absolutely free admission. And even if you don't have kids in band, my daughter was in band in high school, so I went to this event several years. But even if you don't have kids in band, it is so much fun.
Incredible entertainment, these shows they put on. And it's absolutely free.
It's great to show support for the kids in band because they work very, very hard at this.
Absolutely. We really like to push that to and let a lot of people understand that. You know, we usually have up to 50, 60, even 70 kids marching on the field, and it's one of the few kind of groups that you can be involved in high school that everybody is participating. There's no bench for anybody. We're all out there working hard. So
yeah, that's
it's
true.
A good experience.
You're not going, hey, tuba player, you're on the bench today. No,
exactly.
That's not happening.
Exactly.
All right, Chris, well, thanks for giving us a call this morning. Again, Wednesday, Hutchison Stadium, Farmington High School, absolutely free admission. You can go and watch some of the bands. You can go and watch all of the bands. Starts at 4 p.m.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Chris.
Great.